SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump says his first conversation with Chinese leader Xi Jinping since returning to the White House had a very positive conclusion, announcing the two countries will be holding upcoming trade talks. Secretary of Defense Hexas said the U.S. is pushing a 5% spending target for all NATO nations.
We're here to continue the work that President Trump started, which is a commitment to 5% defense spending across this alliance, which we think will happen. We think has to happen by the summit at The Hague later this month.
Absolutely.
So that's our focus, 5%.
Meeting in Brussels, NATO defense ministers set to approve plans to buy more weapons. In the wake of this week's flamethrower attack on peaceful Jewish marchers in Boulder, Colorado, there's heightened awareness of dangerous rhetoric being aimed at people of faith. The popular national ministry Focus on the Family, for example, was recently branded a so-called hate group by the left-leaning pro-LGBTQ website, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Gary Schneeberger, assistant to the president for media relations at Focus on the Family, says his organization is the latest Christian ministry to be smeared by the SPLC.
Is there something to be done? Because you talked about the groups who are also on the list, FRC, ADF. This has got to stop at some point because it is unconscionable what the Southern Poverty Law Center has been doing, and not just to us. We're not outraged by it just because it's us. We're outraged by it because of the blanket that they've thrown across people with biblical values who bring those biblical values into the public square. That's what they don't like.
Steinberger adds that anyone wanting to learn about the actual pro-family work of Focus on the Family can visit the ministry's website at focusonthefamily.org. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 83 points, and the NASDAQ Composite adding 49. This is SRN News. A beauty pageant winner loses her crown.
Katie Bush won the Miss North Florida show, but she's been stripped of her title for refusing to sign a contract with the Miss America organization. The contract defines female as including men who are living as women, and Bush, who is a Christian, says signing would violate her religious beliefs. By refusing to sign, Bush loses the right to compete in the Miss America. Men have won several female beauty pageants in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tanzanian authorities have deregistered a church owned by a ruling party lawmaker after he accused the government of human rights violations. Members of Parliament Josephat Gwajima's Glory of Christ Church was cordoned off by police after hundreds of congregants turned up to protest the closure announcement. The lawmaker had criticized the government. This is SRN News. The state of Israel and Iran continue to be on edge, gearing up for any eventuality if Washington's nuclear talks with Iran do not yield a positive result.
Does Israel have the military ability to destroy the nascent Iranian nuclear machine, with or without American assistance, has again pushed to the head of the most frequently debated list. Encouraged by President Trump's seeming carte blanche to retaliate as the army sees fit, Israelis were shocked in recent days by the president's shift to negotiating an agreement that falls short of the security bar agreed to by most Israelis. The IAEA has picked up the national pulse with its warning that now opines that Iran needs a mere week to reach 90% enrichment. Another ominous voice, former NSC head Amir Dror, repeated his assessment that Israel can do it alone. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.